Well, coming up tonight is the first of a series of events called Produce in the Park here in Atlantic. Should be a lot of fun, should be a lot of stuff for folks to find. We're going to talk a little bit about that today with a couple of folks who have been involved in the planning of this. Keith Leonard is in with us this morning. I want to thank you for coming by. Keith is with the, among other things, with the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce, helping out to coordinate some of their activities and events there. And Dwayne McFadden is with us, a Cass County supervisor, and they've been a supporter of this and also a member of the Cass County Food Policy Council, helping to support this effort. Thanks to both of you for coming in.
You bet.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. From the supervisor's standpoint and the Food Policy Council, good to have events like this, right?
Yes. We organized this group here, and Gaylord Schelling and myself represent the supervisors on the committee, and we've got seven members on the committee, and this is a policy with food, promoting local foods that we feel that we can help with quite a bit. And also, we have a nice place down in Atlantic City Park to have this event for the public to come.
If you're going to put a mission statement on the wall, that was pretty well it, right?
Yes.
That's mm-hmm. the goal. Very good. And you get a lot of support from this. It's been going on now for, a couple of years?
Second year.
This will be the second year for this. Okay. There have been events kind of like this. People have tried to do different things, but it always seemed like it was hard to sustain. This is more a much larger group effort. You've got a lot of different groups involved in this. Is this why the staying power for this one?
I think so. I think the Chamber's leadership here has helped a lot. They've been coordinating with the Food Council really closely. Chamber's idea is that we want people to come to Atlantic, and if they come to Atlantic, they'll see how nice we are, and hopefully they'll come back and buy things at our stores.
Well, the nice thing, we've had a long-time farmers market that's been very successful here in the community, and this is meant to enhance that, not step on it.
Yes, that's exactly right. We're going to have entertainment this year, almost every week, I think. It's pretty well lined up. I know June is full. There's going to be some people there that are cooking food, actually giving samples away. Different things. I think the first night is s'mores over the barbecue, so that'll be kind of fun. And then we have some oddball things like the Knights of Columbus. We sell brats. That's all we do. We just sell brats. If you want something else, you got to find it someplace else. But we sell brats, and we love it, and we do it for charity.
S'mores still have chocolate in them, right?
Oh, you bet.
Oh, good. Well, then we're good there. Very good. Dwayne, this is meant to be something to celebrate homegrown foods, things that are produced here locally. Do you have to work and hunt hard to get people to come out and be a part of this, or do you have people now standing up in and volunteering to get in line to be vendors or to be volunteers?
The information gets out on this, and there's people then come forward and fill out applications and interested. And the food policy, we're thinking this food, local foods, there's many young kids around. If the soil was available for them to maybe work with a previous owner of land that had a garden, now is throwing grass seed, just mows it. But if these kids could work with the parents or neighbors and raise this food and learn how to handle it, and then they soon will be parents of their own, and they can have gardens for their families and learn from this.
You know, what's kind of neat, the way things have morphed here as far as where our food is grown, is folks want to take a more active role in finding out the information. Where is it grown? How was it produced? Even area grocery stores are getting in on those things, too. They're trying more and more to have more locally produced items in their stores. It's a trend.
And even some of the local markets, they want foreknowledge of when this product will be available, because they have to order from other sources too, but they don't want to be over too much product to sell. And also they want to know about the people raising it, just how it's being raised, so the people are comfortable to buy it.
Absolutely. Well, planning is everything too, mm-hmm. and you want to put a good market out there, and it's great to be able to tell folks what they can expect. You know, you expect a lot of variety at farmers markets, but at something like Produce in the Park, you get a lot more than just variety, because you're not just getting raw products, you're getting produced things. You know, like mm-hmm. I hear bratwurst.
Right. Yes. Right. Yeah, I think that the beauty of this is the collaboration of so many different groups, and things that are sold here have to be made. Pies can be made and sold. We have one lady and husband who do latch rugs, commonly referred to as rag rugs, I believe. They really have done really well. There's some people that are making homemade items and bringing them. The rule is they need to be handmade here in Cass County. Pretty much we want everything to be local.
Absolutely. With produce in the park, too, it's meant to be a family event.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yep.
This isn't just mom and dad go out to market and go shopping.
Nope. I think the bounce house is going to be there the first time, isn't it? I heard.
Yes.
And Y has been really good about that. If you have an organization and you want to have the pretend that you're the bounce house person, I think the Y has said any group that wants to come and get it, put it up, take it down, and take it back to the Y is welcome to use it on Thursday night. So if you haven't signed up to do that, your church group, your youth group, your whatever, your 4-H club, think about doing that. It'd be a fun thing to do.
So you've got, we talk about the supervisors, the Chamber of Commerce. We've got the Food Policy Council. We've got the Nishna Valley Family YMCA. I understand the Atlantic High School Band is going to be performing and providing some music there, too. I guess that's why something like this can be successful, is because you do get so much interest and so much participation.
Right. I think that's a big part of it. And the vendors are coming more and more all the time. Last year we started out with about, five or six, I think, and by the end of the summer we had 10 or 12. So it's a growing process, and we start off with a group this time, and I'm sure some more will join us.
Do you have more room for vendors?
Certainly,
yep,
yes.
Absolutely.
And another thing that's kind of great is the local chefs that come and produce treats thing for the public to sample and buy. LaVon always has a number of recipes to use this produce. You maybe never had it, but you ate to buy it and not know how to fix it. But we have recipes every week we hand out, and people appreciate that.
Boy, isn't that the key? Mm-hmm. You know, grocery stores are real good about that nowadays, too, that if you have any questions about how to prepare something, you know, take a chance. We'll tell you how to do it. We'll give you some helpful hints, and they can find that at Produce in the Park, too.
The late Mr. Schluter always grew leeks years ago. He was up behind my house and had a gigantuous garden. He grew leeks, and one day I said, okay, what the heck is a leek? And that was the wrong thing to ask, because I got five different recipes and lots of instruction on what to do with leeks. Now, I guess leeks are in most grocery stores. So I don't know as I ever really did try one except a couple of bites. So
there are more things that, if you really take your time in a produce department, a grocery store, and wander through, there are more things you will find there now that you probably never saw before. It's not just prepackaged or frozen items anymore. There are so many things straight off the truck.
Yeah, it's fresh stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you don't know, just ask the question.
Right.
Now, one thing we should stress about the Produce in the Park event, too, because, you know, you're outside, so you're always prone to the weather, but it goes on rain or shine.
The rule is that if it rains, Produce in the Park goes on. If you want to be there, fine. If you don't, stay home, as far as the vendors are concerned. I will tell you that the Knights of Columbus doing the brats, we're pretty wussy if it's raining. We don't show up. Sorry. You miss out on your brats in the rain.
It's hard to get a hold of everybody last minute with things like this, and you've got maybe entertainment booked or what have you. So
right.
It's just easier just to let it go, and folks want to stop by, they can enjoy what's there.
Well, it may rain up to about a half hour before you're going to start, and then it quits, and we're underneath the trees. There are some tents, some have, and we make the best of it. And the people that's got the product to sell, they'd like to sell. And so if people do come by, they can quickly get out of the car with an umbrella.
Absolutely.
And buy it and go on their way.
Absolutely.
The other thing about the vendors, they pick this stuff ahead of time, and so they have it, whether it's raining or not. So most of them are going to, particularly the fresh produce people, are going to show up, and they're going to be there. And Dwayne's exactly right. Last year we had several people walking around with umbrellas, and they got their lettuce and their tomatoes and their potatoes and whatever else.
You get the pick of the litter that way.
You do.
Yeah.
Not that any of it's bad, but
no.
You get the pick of the best ones, too. You get the ones that look like Richard Nixon, right?
All right. Yeah. Right.
Or whatever potatoes look like these days.
Yeah, right.
Whatever shape or size.
Very good. Now, Produce in the Park is not a one-time thing. It's going to happen when? Every Thursday?
Every Thursday, 4:30 to 6:30. And we're not going to allow people to start selling before 4:30, so you can show up at 4:25 and be right in the first line. The other part is that it's going to go until middle October, 15th of October, depends on the produce a little bit. If we have an early frost, we lose all our produce, might get shut down earlier than that. And if that happens, we'll let you know.
Very good. And they'll always have a variety, and it might be different every week. Mm-hmm. You never know what you're going
to
have.
Almost guaranteed to be different every week. Some things are pretty stable. Probably not any potatoes yet, but probably a lot of lettuce and some broccoli. I talked to a lady yesterday, said her broccoli was going crazy. Mm. I'm sure there'll be some rhubarb and lots of cool stuff.
Yeah, because we haven't had any rain to make things grow.
No. We do need a little sun to make things mature now.
There you go. We'll hope for the best there and hope for some nice weather here coming up tonight for the produce in the park. Again, 4:30 to 6:30 this evening, and just make plans to be there every Thursday, or at least get it on your schedule and make some of these events. And by the way, if you don't find exactly what you want, check out the farmers market too on their regular days, because they're always looking to have some great stuff there too.
Yep.
Well, guys, thanks so much for coming in. Appreciate that. Hope you have a great kickoff to the season.
Thanks for having us.
We're expecting
Jim.
A great crowd.
Yeah.